Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for standing by. During the company's presentation, all participants in the teleconference will be in a listen-only mode. Next, we will start the question-and-answer session when further instructions will be given. If you should require assistance during the call, please dial the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, the conference is being recorded. Thank you very much for participating in Romi's conference call to discuss the 2017's fourth quarter earnings results. This event is simultaneously being webcast via internet and is available on the website www.romi.com in the investor relations section. Before proceeding, I would like to clarify that this conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors, and that the forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today are Mr. Luis Castellano, Chief Executive Officer, and Fabio Tayar, Financial and Investor Relations Officer. Initially, Mr. Luis Castellano will comment on the company's 2017's fourth quarter earnings results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for a question-and-answer session. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Luis Castellano.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for attending the fourth quarter 2017 earnings release conference call of Industrias Romi. Yesterday, we released our quarterly results with another recovery in margins of our business units, which was important one more time to improve our cash generation. We ended 2017 with a net debt of only 1.9 million reais, which is a significant reduction of 75.5 million reais over the year. In the Romi machine unit, the domestic and international scenario has been improving constantly, and we noticed an improvement in the order entry. We also achieved a very good recovery in operating margins when compared with 2016, due to a better mix of product and mainly due to a strong control of costs and expenses. In the casting iron parts business unit, with also a strong control on cost and expenses and improvement in productivity, we released an important increase in margins this year. In 2018, we will face some challenge due to the reduction in the backlog related to heavy castings, but we also see good opportunities in the commercial, automotive, and construction segments. Our operation in Germany, Burkhard & Weber business unit, released also a good fourth quarter results. We execute 2017 back to the normal level of margins, and we entered this year, 2018, with a solid backlog, and we have almost complete it to execute with even more excellence. You may also have noticed that there is an additional paragraph in the opinion of the auditors regarding a court case called State VAT on Sales in the Basis of Federal Sales Tax Calculation. All details are disclosed in the financial statements in an announcement to the market and as well as in the earnings release. Although there is still no final outcome on this matter, it is very important that everyone understands that any outcome will be neutral to favorable for the company in the amount of 55 million reais, since we have both recognized the provision and made the fiscal deposit. Romi team starts 2018 even more engaged and prepared to face the challenge and capture all opportunities this year in order to meet our goals that we set for 2018. I also would like to congratulate every homilian here in Brazil, in Burkhard & Weber in Germany, or anywhere in the world. You, with no doubt, act with competence, cooperation, professionalism, discipline, and commitment, performing 2017 with excellence. Congratulations. I feel very happy and very proud to be member of the HOMI team. Now, I would like to pass the word to Fabio, who will detail the fourth quarter and 2017 year-end financial results. Welcome, Fabio.
Good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for joining our fourth quarter 2017 conference call. Let's start in the chart number three. Here are the highlights. we mentioned that the margins have shown a positive development since the first quarter, and the fourth quarter EBITDA margin reached 14.9%. Going to the business units, roaming machines EBITDA margin in the fourth quarter reached 14.1%, 42 points higher when compared to the fourth quarter 2016. The operational adjustments to fit the structure to the actual demand level, projects focused on costs and expenses optimization and a better mix of products are some of the measures taken to support such margin increase. Burkhard & Weber 2017 results were also better than 2016, with a higher volume of new orders in 2016, most of them delivered in 2017. The company increased its revenue and operational efficiency, and as a result, EBITDA margin increased about 10 points in 2017 compared to 2016. The casting iron parts EBITDA margin increased 10.2 points compared to the fourth quarter 2016. The focus on the operational efficiency, mainly in products related to cost reduction and improvements on productivity, are the main reasons for such increase. The company has consistently generated cash throughout the year, reducing its net debt from $77 million in the beginning of 2017 to less than $2 million at the year end. This means a cash generation of $75.5 million in 2017. Order entry in the first quarter 2017 grew about 10% compared to the fourth quarter 2016, mainly due to increase of roaming machines, new orders in the domestic and external markets. Moving forward to the chart number four, here is the GDP, industrial GDP, and the light gray line means the gross fixed capital formation, which is the index that roaming is more correlated. Even though gross fixed capital formation in 2017 is still in a negative level, figures in the latest quarter showed an improvement compared to previous quarters, showing a modest and gradual economy recovery. And moving to the next chart, number five, we have a few other important indexes showing such recovery. So in the chart number five, the first index shows the capacity utilization that in 2017 has an improvement compared to the last 2 years. And another important index is the confidence index, which reaches 59 points in January 2018, level not seen since 2012. The improvement in the macroeconomic indexes began to have a positive impact in the order entry, especially for roaming machines, which we'll see later on. The chart number 6. Here are the demanding sectors for each business unit. Let's start in the rowing machines. The demanding sectors for rowing machines have not materially changed, being machines and equipment, job shops, and automotive, the main demanding sectors in 2017. Talking about BW, the engine system sector has been the main sector for BW in 2017, mainly due to a significant package of machines delivered in Asia. Aerospace and oil and gas sectors were two market targets not supplied by BW that recent products and technologies were developed. As a result, in 2017, those sectors together accounted for 24% of BW revenues. In the casting iron parts business unit, we see a decrease in the wind power from 69% in 2016 to 58% in 2017. Still, the largest demanding sector for the casting business. What's important to mention here is that automotive and construction, mainly yellow line, increased its participation, reflecting the increase of the automotive production in Brazil in 2017. In the chart number 7, in 2017, BW was the business unit with a higher volume increase, accounting for 25% of the total revenues, 5 points above 2016. The other two business units were slightly below 2016, diluted by the higher increase of BW. The chart number 8, in the sales distribution, a foreign market mainly represented by rowing machines and BW in 2017 accounted for 41% of the consolidated revenues, showing the increase in exports and BW. Europe is the main market abroad, followed by Asia, this represented by BW exports. Latin America, as well as US, in 2017 were slightly higher than in 2016. The chart number 9, rowing machine orders in this fourth quarter 2017 increased 26.2% compared to the same period 2016 and 16.5% year-on-year comparison. The domestic economy recovery and the consolidation of Romy's brand abroad were the main reasons for such increase. BW orders in the fourth quarter 2017 decreased 27.6% compared to the same period 2016 and 31.5% in a yearly comparison. It's mainly due to the relevant packages to Middle East and Asia taken in 2016 that did not have in 2017. However, we can clearly see that BW backlog for 2018 is quite solid. Casting iron parts orders in the fourth quarter of 2017 increased 14.4% compared to the fourth quarter 2016 and stable in the yearly comparison. While orders from the wind power segment have decreased, commercial vehicles and yellow line machines have increased its order following the higher production level of automotive industry in Brazil in 2017. The chart number 10, the cost structure is reflecting the operational adjustment and the strong cost control, which can be seen in the 2017 margins recover compared to 2016. The chart number 11, gross margin reached 29.5% in the fourth quarter, about 13 points higher compared to the fourth quarter 2016. In the image below is the yearly figures, where we can see also a significant improvement in the gross margin. The structure adjustments and the projects focused on cost and expenses optimization, as well as the better sales volume of BW, were the main reasons for such improvement. Operating margin for the fourth quarter improved about 25 points compared to the same period 2016. Such improvement was due to the improvement in the gross margins and the monitor and control operating expenses. The same behavior can be seen in the chart number 12 when we talk about the EBITDA margin, that in the fourth quarter reached 14.9%, and in 2017, 12.1%, about 14 points higher than in 2016. Net income and net margin in 2017 were positive. In the first quarter 2017, net income was about 15 million, or 7.6% in terms of margin, much higher than 2016. And when we see quarter over quarter, it's very consistent that we had net income in all of the 2017 quarters. For the entire year of 2017, net income amounted to 38 million reais, or 5.6% in terms of margin, much higher than the loss of about 40 million reais in 2016. The chart number 13, this is the profitability by business unit. In the roaming machines, revenues increased from 263 million reais to 293 million reais about. However, we see a stronger improvement in margins, gross margin from 26.9% to 35.8% for the reasons already mentioned. That's basically a mix of products, operational adjustments, and a strong control over the costs and expenses. And this improvement, it's even higher in terms of EBITDA margin, that for roaming machines was negative in 10.4% in 2016 and positive in 11.1% in 2017. BW machines, here we had a significant improvement or increase in revenues, 150 million reais to 166. And this higher volume and a better capacity utilization and operation efficiency resulted in the margins improvement. Gross margin from 16.1% to 22.3%, and EBITDA margin came from a negative level of 2.1% in 2016 to a positive level of 8.5% in 2017. The casting business revenues were quite stable. However, the better operational efficiency allowed us to have a significant improving margins. Gross margin increasing from 13.2% to 22.3%, and EBITDA margin from 9.1% to 16.4%. In 2017. The chart, in the chart number 14, this is the cash position. As we mentioned in the first chart, 2017 was a strong year in terms of cash generation. We generated over 75 million reais in cash, and at year end, net debt was below 2 million reais. Cash by the year end was 119.4 million reais, and gross debt was 121.2 million reais, stating that we have a strong cash position, especially for payments in the short term. And the chart number 15, the significant improvements in the company's performance, margins and cash generation, and also this modest and gradual recovery of the domestic economy have positively impact in the share's performance. Then the last 2 years improved in 365%, much higher, much above than the Ibovespa index. Here we finish our conference. Again, thank you very much for joining us, and we move to the Q&A session. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. I would like to mention that today's conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press the star key followed by 1. This concludes today's question and answer session. The Investor Relations Department is available to answer any further questions you may have. Mr. Luis Castellano, at this time, you may proceed with your closing statements.
Thank you for being part of the conference call, and we talk again next quarter. Goodbye.
That does conclude Romy's fourth quarter earnings results conference call. Thank you very much for your participation. You may now disconnect.